something for the weekend. It's Saturday and Deirdre O'Keefe is here from cleverbirdie.ie. That is spelled B-U-R-D-Y.ie. She is a tax expert. She can save you a lot of money. Good morning, Deirdre. How are you?
Morning, Trina. How are you?
You put something very alarming up on Instagram about company cars and electric cars. Yes. We're talking benefit in kind here. If you're offered a company car, and a lot of us have been hinting for one, should you take it?
Well, okay. Well, take it with a pinch of salt, because it's not all that it seems to be, depending on the type of car. So if it is a normal car, and by normal, I mean not an electric car, you are actually going to pay potentially a wallop of tax on the notional value of that car that's given to you. So, for example, if you're given a beautiful company car, not electric, worth €50,000, and you drive minimal mileage, by minimal I mean 24,000 kilometres or less, which is still a lot of mileage, you're actually going to pay a notional tax on a benefit of €15,000 a year. So depending on what you earn, that can be a massive tax bill for you. And remember, the car is never going to be yours. Ever.
Never. What is the point of that? Surely you'd be better off just pumping your money into your own car.
Well, that would be my opinion as well, for sure. But I suppose a lot of people, you know, the car is, it's the thing, isn't it? And maybe they can get their hands on a car that they could never ordinarily afford. So for them, what they pay out in their taxes makes sense to them. If you're a traveling salesman and you're traveling huge mileage in a year, over 48,000 kilometres, it makes more sense for you, because you're only going to pay a tax percentage of 6%. So it depends on what you do and how much you travel, but I personally do not see the point in a company car unless it's electric.
Is it a case of some people like to be flashy and show off the lovely car?
I won't lie, I have had clients in the past saying, you know, gotta look the part, you know.
Yeah, and you see these cars in traffic and you're there in your own car and you're going, oh God, I'd love one of them. But what you don't realise, it is all smoke and mirrors. They don't even own the blooming thing.
Yeah, fur coat, as my father would say.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So also, you told us something very alarming about electric cars. And a lot of us are starting to think now, and I only did a topic on this a week ago with completecar.ie, and Dave, who was on, was saying, you know, if you're thinking about getting a car, really, like, an electric car is a no-brainer at this point. We need to start thinking that way, because you're saving so much money when it comes to your fuel and you're getting your car serviced and everything. So what did you tell us about electric cars?
There are two benefits to business owners who invest in company cars. So I'll first talk about the benefit in kind part. For the current year, if you provide a car, or if you are a director and you are availing of a company car, you do not pay any benefit in kind at all on the first €50,000 of the cost of that car, of the value of that car. So that is a huge saving, because most people will be quite smart and they'll be like, you know what, I'm not going to actually spend over €50,000 on the car.
Yeah.
So it's free driving.
You get a free car, pretty much.
Totally. It's a brilliant incentive. The government are obviously jumping on board, trying to get us all away from the fuel guzzlers. And, you know, they're trying to get us all to go electric. But for a lot of us, they're still quite, you know, unaffordable. And, you know, we hang on to our cars as long as we can. And that's just the way it is. We're being quite smart with our money.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a push, because they have also brought in another element as well as the benefit in kind. And I should note, by the way, that in 2023, that €50,000 is going to be reduced down to €35,000, but nonetheless, it's still a benefit.
Okay.
But the other main incentive for businesses, and what I'm saying to all my clients, is when it comes to capital allowances. Now, I know everyone's eyes are starting to glaze over now. I can see it. I know what's happening. So capital allowances is essentially when you buy an asset for your business, be it sole trade, limited company, doesn't matter. And you can normally, if you were to go out and buy a car now, a normal car, for €40,000, you can only write off, depending on its B or T category, €24,000 max over 8 years. Like, that is painful. That means you can only claim a small deduction against your tax of €3,000 a year. So that is just not really beneficial to any business owner. And now Revenue have come in and they've said, well, listen, we're going to introduce a thing called accelerated capital allowances. So if you, as a business owner, go out and buy an electric car tomorrow, we're going to let you write off the full €24,000 against your tax this year, or the cost of the car if it's lower. But come on now.
You wouldn't get one lower than 24 grand. Just to clear this up, so you're a sole trader or you're a freelancer and you need a car to get from A to B to do your work, whatever, and you don't have an employer there that's going to offer you a company car, you can get this.
Go electric, and you will get a lovely write-off. Again, and when I say write-off, I mean an expense that you can deduct against your taxes of €24,000. That is golden. And this is running out at the 31st December 2023. So we really only have less than a year and a half to avail of this scheme.
Has that anything at all to do with the amount of money you're making in the company, or is that irrelevant?
Oh, totally irrelevant. If, for example, you had a taxable profit of €20,000 and you were able to claim your €24,000 accelerated capital allowances, that would wipe your entire taxable profit to nil, and you can still carry forward the €4,000 you haven't used against next year's tax.
Stop it.
So it's fantastic.
So you write that off, you get an extra €4,000 off next year, and you get your car.
Exactly.
Ah, come on.
Exactly. It's win, 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 win. As long as you can afford the car in the first place.
Okay, now you have the car and you want to use this car that you're using for business purposes. You want to use that to do the school run and to go to the supermarket at the weekend. Where do you stand?
Okay, so this has always been the way where, as you know, tax in Ireland is self-assessment. So it's up to you to declare to revenue if you are using anything for what is classed as personal usage. So you need to proportion it. So you need to sit down and kind of really think logically. Generally, revenue like you to go by mileage, how much mileage is for business, how much mileage is for personal. So say, for example, you use your car 25% for personal reasons. You must take away 25% of that €24,000. It's just not going to be allowed. So it's just up to you to decide on the percentage and, you know, can you stand over it if confronted by revenue.
Okay, but you could do the school run on the way to your meeting, couldn't you?
You could, absolutely, absolutely. Just kind of slow down and do a tuck and roll job. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how would they know? How would they know how much you're using it for your personal use?
They don't. They really could try to insist on us doing odometer. I feel even so old saying the word odometer readings. I'm like, where is that on the car?
Yeah.
But really, if you can just kind of sit down logically and say to them, listen, dude, you know, I travel to ABCD, keep a log of where it is that you're driving to in a week, and just logical prevail at the end of the day. Everything is quite black and white with revenue, but I always say to everyone, push for the grey. Just keep going for the grey and stand your ground.
Yeah, because I mean, who has a second car to do the school running or the sports day at the weekend?
I know.
Like,
come on. Do you mean you don't have one parked in your school?
Oh, I mean, I clearly have my Ferrari for when I'm by myself, and then I have the family wagon. Then when I'm doing,
I know
everyone's using their company car for personal use. Simple as that.
100%.
There are so many of us, Deirdre, who know nothing about our tax. And we did an item on this a while ago. How it was something like 56% of people don't even know how to read their payslip, which is mad because it's something we all get. And you're really pushing. The reason you set up cleverbirdie.ie was to push people to learn more about their own tax.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you and I have spoken about this before, Trina, how there's kind of a culture in Ireland of head in the sand. But the one thing we have in common, every single one of us, is taxes. And there is really this quite blasé attitude, especially with business owners. And I hear it every day of, oh, I just leave that to the accountant. They worry about that. But then you're handing over everything to an accountant and sort of it's like a blind faith that they're doing it right.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if they're not doing it right and you've no way to check, it's all going to come back on you, the business owner, at the end of the day, because you're signing on the dotted line. You could be signing the wrong thing. So I'm on a mission now to make sure that every business owner in Ireland just learns the fundamentals of tax. There's nothing like going to be head exploding here. This is all common sense, but unfortunately, most people don't know it. And so I'm just trying to teach people how to make better choices, to know what their spending can actually be deducted against tax, and how to check up on their accountants. The warning signs, the red flag signs of, are they doing their job properly? Because believe me, there are many that are not.
And they're so busy as well, they could miss things as well. Instead of like looking at things retrospectively, oh, we could have claimed on this, that and the other, is knowing in advance. And then you're making better use of your budget, I guess, as well.
Absolutely. There's nothing worse than getting, because remember, you're not generally, for say a sole trader who's not going to be doing their tax until October of the following year, it's no good to you then being told by your accountant, oh, you should have spent your money on X, Y and Z, or worse, hey, all that money that you spent entertaining those clients, by the way, it's not even tax deductible. And if you'd known that, you would have not gone to the Ivy and you just would have popped them into McDonald's. Save yourself a few quid if you can't even entertain your clients for tax reasons.
Oh, gosh. And the thing is, there must be so many things that we're not even aware of that you can claim on as well. So, yeah, better having the money in your pocket. So, Georgia, you're doing all these online courses and I've seen a few of them on your website there. There's one in particular I must get you on to talk about, the online course you're doing for landlords, because there are so many landlords who are accidental landlords in this country as well.
So many. And what I'm going to tell you today is rental tax returns are a piece of cake. It is a simple case of knowing what you can claim, what you can't claim, and other little nuggets in there of how to, you know, save more money. And you could save yourself an absolute fortune on accountancy fees every year. I'm just trying to push everyone to get the confidence to look after their own taxes. I'm not trying to put accountants out of jobs. Just a lot of times, there's just no need when you can do these things yourself. And like I said, learn what you can and can't claim, and you can just save yourself thousands of euros in tax.
Yeah. And, you know, Deirdre, you keep up to date all the time on changes that are being made with revenue, and that's why you have the Instagram account, because it is so instant. You're completely on top of it. There must be accountants around the country who haven't kept up to date.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's not as monitored as you might think it is. And I am a tax technician and I'm a member of the Irish Tax Institute. So I'm tied into doing CPD, which is continuous professional development, and I have to stick to that. And that's only going to benefit me because it means I'm forced to have to constantly go on courses. Because like I said, I could record a course today, put it up online, and then revenue might change a rule overnight and I have to go, oh, Jesus, I've got to jump on there and edit that out. So it does. It just changes day by day, all the time.
Okay. Where can we get access to those courses? They're all up there on your website. You just log on and just book it that way?
Everything's on cleverbirdie.ie. We have all our courses listed at the moment. So you literally just go in, you purchase your course. They're online on demand. So you do them at your own pace, in your own time, and you have 6 months to complete them. It really is that simple. So you can watch them over and over and over. And I always welcome suggestions of courses that people would like to see as well, because I don't know what people want to know and I don't want to bore people to death either.
Do they get a test or anything at the end?
We have self-assessment at the end. Okay. So it's not going to be like, you're not going to be getting that.
Not like the Leaving Cert.
No, I'm not going to be giving you an A, B or C, but I have put in self-assessment sections and we also do actual showing you how to file the actual returns online. So we actually walk you through with examples of like rental accounts or profit and loss. So it's really practical and it's designed for the non-tax professional. You know, we really want to talk to people just on a ground level of the way that they will understand.
What is she like? Deirdre O'Keefe making tax sexy.
Well, now, I know. It's so
well, now, I am quite gorgeous. Listen, Deirdre, we'll chat to you soon. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Tina.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.